Port Canaveral has confirmed the deal that will bring a new cruise terminal for Carnival Cruise Line in 2020. The new two-story Terminal 3 will cost $150 million, have parking for nearly 1,800 vehicles, and be completed in June of 2020. Carnival's upcoming 180,000-ton ship will run on liquefied natural gas and carry nearly 5,300 guests. In a memo that first went out to travel agents, Royal Caribbean is updating their carry-on beverage policy.
So the new policy says that non-alcoholic beverages may be brought on board may not exceed 12 standard 17-ounce cans, bottles, or cartons per stateroom.
That was Matt Hotchberg from Royal Caribbean blog. Guests will now be allowed to carry on non-alcoholic beverages as long as it's not checked in their luggage. And finally, Azamara Club Cruises' new ship, Azamara Pursuit, was officially named in Southampton on Tuesday. The 30,277,000-ton ship was previously P&O Cruises' Adonia. The ship is scheduled to visit all seven continents in 2019. And a look at the closing bell for Wednesday. Carnival Corporation closed at 62.31, up 57 cents. Royal Caribbean closed at 123.95, up $3.80. And Norwegian Holdings closed at 54.25, up 64 cents. Get more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.